Hey, this is Dan Sheridan telling America's story. It's a pleasure spending this time with you once again. This is Lesson 28 in our series. And in this audio, we're talking about the Spanish settlements. This is part two of this portion of our series. Now, in our last lesson, we talked about some of the initial Spanish settlements and the introduction of slavery into what is now the United States. Now it's time to follow the Spanish inland, and it's quite a story. Well, the Spanish on the western Florida coast made their way to Mobile Bay, where they found the natives decked out in gold jewelry. Now, this led many of them to believe that the area west of there was like Mexico, that is, full of treasures. They thought they'd strike it rich with all the gold they'd find. So, in 1528, Panfilio de Narvaez, with four ships and 400 men, set out to explore those coasts. However, the ships got scattered, and Narvaez and many of his men drowned at the mouth of the Mississippi. However, there were some who had escaped and made it to the shore, and they were captured by the Indians. And four of these men had amazing adventures. One of them was the treasurer Cabeza de Vaca, two Spanish sailors, and one African man. Now, the Indians who captured them had never seen white or black men before, and they thought they were some kind of supernatural being. So, instead of killing them, they adopted them as their traveling companions on all the journeys they took. And over the next 8 years, Cabeza de Vaca and his friends covered 2,000 miles in their travels westward to the Gulf of California. And when they got there, they ran into Spanish friends from Mexico. Well, while they were on their journeys, Cabeza de Vaca heard stories from the Indians about Pueblo Indians north of Mexico. Now, the Indians said that these Pueblos were so rich that they lived in large castles with thousands of rooms and ate off gold plates. Sounds like quite a life, don't it? So in 1539, the Spanish Viceroy of Mexico sent a monk named Marcos de Niza to find out if the stories were true. So off the monk went, and he was able to locate the Zuni, a branch of the Pueblos, but we don't know much more about his journeys. The details will be left to another great explorer. Now, of all the Spanish adventures, Coronado's was the most exciting. So, Francisco de Coronado started on his journey from Mexico in 1840, heading northward with 300 Spanish and 800 Mexican Indians. Now, he wanted to find the seven cities of Cibola. Now, that's what they called the land that Cabeza de Vaca had heard about, as well as the mysterious land called Quivira. Now, let me spell that in case I mispronounced it. Q-U-I-V-I-R-A. Well, the caravan included a herd of mules carrying their baggage, while hogs, sheep, and oxen were driven for their food supply, and cows were there as well for milk. It was quite a caravan. So, off they went, through a dry and dusty land, over thousands of miles of deserts and plains, under a hot sun. What a trip that was. And on many occasions, the band suffered from great thirst. Well, finally, they arrived in New Mexico, where they reached Cibola. So, did what they find match the rumors? Absolutely not. They only found multiple storied stone and mud houses of the Zuni Indians, but no gold plates or riches of any kind. And as for Quivira, all it turned out to be was a camp of roving Indians in Kansas. So, after 2 years of rough traveling through Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and losing many men to Indian attacks, Coronado returned to Mexico in 1542, disappointed he didn't find any riches. However, there was an upside. Now, Coronado didn't know that this was an upside, but we do today. He made the American Southwest known to Europeans, and that included the Grand Canyon, which he visited off the Colorado River. Regardless of who Coronado was, whatever people think about his character, we can say this. He was one of the bravest explorers in American history. Now, in our next lesson, we'll learn about DeSoto and St. Augustine. All right, that's all I have time for. Until we meet again, this is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening, and I really hope you learned something. Now remember this, be good to one another, because we're in this together. Have a great day.